Welcome back to Film Vloggers. We review films and flog dead horses, so you don't have to. Is this week's film choice a complete waste of your viewing time? Much like flogging slash beating a dead horses, get it? Please head over to www.filmvloggers.com to check out all of our previous vloggings. And while you're there, maybe hang out for a while, look around and vote for our next film. Click on vote, or visit www.filmvloggers.com/vote. Are you an idiot? If so, please check out our idiot's guide to reviewing us, where even a big dummy like you can leave us a red-hot review. Here at Film Vloggers, we pride ourselves on offering one-star content with five-star effort. Once on the website, please click on Idiot's Guide, or visit us at www.filmvloggers.com/review-us. That should have been Idiot's Guide. My fault, I didn't change the URL. Annoying. Once again, filmvloggers.com/review-us. Believe it or not, we now have a Patreon. I know what you're thinking. You have the audacity to ask us to pay to receive more of this. Pause for dramatic effect. Yes. We have a Patreon exclusive show called Nitpickers. I think you'll like it. Please visit www.filmvloggers.com/support-us. Again, that hyphen is annoying, should have removed it. Or head straight to our Patreon page. patreon.com/filmwafflers. No idea why I did film wafflers. Another mistake. Where you can support us for as little as £1 British or £1.50. And while you're on the website, punch that big purple subscribe button and tell a friend about the vlog. Wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, mistress, your nan, granddad, your kids. They can tell their friends. They can tell their friends at school about the vlog. But in all seriousness, this really helps the podcast grow and enables us to enrich or ruin the lives of the hundreds of millions of earlobes we haven't reached yet.
You didn't even notice it was on until
right,
I said
it. Right, are you ready?
It.
We're doing
this. Oh, shit, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right, Fiona.
Hello, Ben.
Let's be serious for a minute.
Okay, Bunny.
So, Fiona, why do you think people should be listening to film vloggers?
Well, Bunny, you know, my bullshit trivia corner is so well-researched, and I don't think any other podcast has that, with such in-depth knowledge and so much time and effort that goes into the trivia and my section of the podcast. And also, I have such an in-depth knowledge of movies in general, which is obviously evident during the podcast. And what can I say? I'm great crack.
Right. Okay.
Thanks. See ya.
Now over to Tom, my other co-host, who's going to tell you why, in his own words, you should be listening to Film Vloggers and why we are a cut above the rest.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, take it away. Hello. That wasn't Tom.
Why Film Vloggers? Well, why not? Fantastic films, fantastic hosts, between us over 70 years of film watching experience. This is a no-nonsense approach. We're taking our roles as gatekeepers of good quality cinema very seriously. Get it in, get it on, and enjoy the vlog.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom, for that. Really powerful words. Well, based on that, you'd be an idiot not to listen.
Definitely.
Now, this is my bit now, Fiona.
Oh, I like to share.
You'll get a lot of that as well. Lots of interrupting on Film Vloggers.
And then giving out to me.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap this up.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye.
Testing, testing.
Fuck off, fuck off.
Okay, let's get it going. No mucking about.
Right. No mucking about.
No.
It is you talking, Ben.
Let me just fiddle with the microphone. Remember, see it there. There you go. Did it straight away. That's part of the housekeeping. My language is poor. Miss out words, letters. I just did it just then. I just said member.
That's because you hang out with me.
Remember. I'm finding when I'm editing, it's not helping that I'm hearing my voice over and over and over again for hours.
Yeah, it's hard work, isn't it?
I'm getting annoyed because it sounds like I can't speak properly. I'm missing out letters. I'm missing out words.
Wait, are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
This is part of the housekeeping.
Right, no messing around, straight in.
If you just listened back to your general conversation, how you spoke day to day, you'd find that you may use...
Slang.
Well, yeah, slang. And you say like.
Jargon.
Like and you know and.
Yeah.
Like and you know is fine, isn't it? But you may overuse it.
Yeah, I use like a lot.
Yeah, which is fine. It's not an issue. Okay. But it just becomes jarring when you listen to it on the podcast. If you hear me saying like, you know, it just makes, I don't know, it just makes it worse. But what I'm trying to say is that it's.
Oh, he's getting there.
Mm-hmm. It's a frustrating because I'm hearing myself speak. I think I speak okay, but it sounds like I'm an idiot. There you go. Idiot. It sounds like I'm an idiot
when I'm speaking. And it's not great because I'm listening to myself.
Well, I can't even listen to our podcast, Ben, because I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
Well, it's not even
it's
that.
It's horrible.
I think I've got used to the sound of my voice. I've had to, because I've heard it hundreds of hours of it now. So that's not the issue. It's just words and missing out letters and...
Right, back to speech and language for you.
Well, I wonder what everyone else thinks of this.
I don't think they really care. It's just because you're listening to your voice over and over and over again.
Why are you cutting out?
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Hello, I'm here.
God.
Hello.
You were cutting out there. Did you hear that in your headphones?
No, I was talking to myself. Oh, there I did. But I'm in.
What's going on?
I don't know.
We had that before that time. Before the Predator
episode. It's because you were messing around with it.
I haven't touched your one.
No, you said that you were looking at it.
No, I looked at it.
So you just don't come near my mic, Ben.
I looked at it, but I didn't touch it.
Oh, wait, is it on? Wait, where's the on button?
Well, of course it's on.
Where's the on button? It's on.
I know it's on. There's no one's turned it off.
Well, sure, Ben, it'll be grand.
You say that. But this happened before the Predator episode, you know, the big three piece.
Yeah.
And your microphone stopped working.
Did you release that?
Oh, this is turning into the same shit.
Just edit the shit out of it. Right, hello everyone. Ben's away. He's here. He's in his chair. The mic is happy. I'm cutting in and out. Let's go.
Well, no, that's an issue though, isn't it? That is a real problem.
Oh.
If it's cutting in and out, that's a bit of an issue.
No, Ben, I'm fine. I've readjusted and it's fine.
Yes, language, missing words. What's also frustrating, I was just trying to say, what does everyone else think of this? You know, are they finding this or, you know, I don't know.
Well, we're not doing a live show, Ben, so people aren't...
Well, I know all the fans. You know, if you can get back to me on Twitter when...
The whole issue.
When we release this episode, how do you find your editing? Do you find yourself missing out words and...
You're too critical. That's the word.
Well, yeah, probably. But then maybe if you listen back, like I said, you've listened back to your conversation day to day, you'd find a similar pattern. And also, I think during the podcast, I talk probably quicker than I normally do.
That's because I'm speeding you up.
Which maybe doesn't help.
Yeah, but when I'm at work, I find if I listen to myself at work, I'm monotone. And that girl told me the other day that like my accent, I really slow down. My accent changes when I'm talking on the phone at work.
I'm getting concerned with that mic.
It's fine, Ben.
It's not.
It is fine.
It's not, because I can hear it.
No, Ben, it's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
You can tell me it's fine.
Well, you can do most of the talking, Ben.
You can look me in the face and tell me
I am
fine,
looking
as much
you,
as you want,
in
but,
the eye.
But it's not.
Go
it's
on.
Not.
Right, what other housekeeping shite do you have?
Fiona's gone off the rails. What was that? Oh, that's from last week.
Oh, I went on the piss.
You had a few drinks, yes?
I had a good few drinks.
Right.
Yes. Way too many.
Yes.
But I was grand the next day, and sure, that's all, what it's all about.
Lovely.
Yeah. I've got a few cans for tonight. A few gins.
Oh, God.
Just proceed.
I am. Just keep hearing it cut out. Mm. Right. Yes, and also to do with that, the missing the words and the letters. When I try and sometimes I have to go back and re-record certain bits.
Yes, hear you.
Yeah, but normally it's just because I've either said something or it's not come out properly or it's glitched sometimes for whatever reason. The box gets me. Don't know why, but there's just certain bits where the words don't come out or it glitches or it makes a weird noise. But then when you go and re-record, it may just be a couple of words or 5 seconds. It always sounds different.
Well, yeah.
So that also sounds jarring to me.
Well, then don't forget, Ben, you're moving your mic as well.
No, I know, but...
So you don't sit in that exact spot.
It's so noticeable when I do it. It's so clear that I've re-recorded it, which is just annoying.
Just go
again,
with the flow.
Again, I'm hoping that no one really like notices it, or if they do, they just go, whatever. It's not... I don't normally do big, long clips, and I'm not doing it because we've missed something out, so I'm like, oh, I better add that in. I don't really do that. It's just certain things... It annoys me. It bugs me. So I'm like, well, I'll just re-record that.
Bugs you.
But then it's probably even worse because then I'm like, well, you can clearly hear that I've just gone, hello, and you've got this or whatever I say. And then it just continues out on the original recording. Annoying.
Yes, but when you're recording on your own, Ben, it's not like a chat, is it?
No.
Like we're having
are
now.
Are you not getting what I'm saying here?
I am getting what you're saying, but I don't see the fucking point of what you're saying. So move on.
I'm just saying it sounds different and it's annoying.
Right, that's fine.
It's jarring.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe just to me.
That's what I'm saying, Ben. When you're recording up here on your own, you're on your own and you're going to sound a bit like a robot. Whereas when you're recording with me, you're doing it more like a convo. Station.
Maybe you've got a point, actually.
Yeah, come on, moving on.
But
next.
We've done a bit before when we've both re-recorded a clip because it went wrong. Well, not even that, just something happened to it. And it still sounded different, so. Right, yes.
Moving on.
The episodes are all out of order. Oh, they are, yeah, because we released Jason and the Argonauts this week.
Did we?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we did the Faculty. I think we recorded the Faculty before.
Oh, and we gave a review of the review.
Well, it's that, but there's certain things that we talk about in the Jason one, which was in the Faculty. You mentioned that rabbi stuff. So we've not even talked about that. People have not even heard that yet because it was in the Faculty episode. So we just need to try and get the episodes in order.
Well, that's up to you, Ben, isn't it?
So yeah, there's that. Still waiting for my logo. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still waiting for that old logo. Game Floggers. We've mentioned it. There's been delays.
Significant delays.
Still waiting for the logo. It should be here any second. Well, I think it's finished. It's just waiting.
Tick-tock.
And I need to get this Twitch stuff on the go and get that designed.
So. Yeah, and then I'm fucking off to Ireland.
And then you're going off to Ireland. So we may get one game of Overcooked in.
We probably won't.
And then you'll be gone.
Forever. Well.
So that's frustrating. Yeah.
Next.
Crime. Oh, yes. Crime. Oh.
Yeah, oh, there he goes.
True crime podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a bit of true crime. I like a bit of crime.
Well, I should listen to them more because considering I did my dissertation on American serial killers, I've always been big into true crime and serial killers and all that sort of stuff. So I listened to a few of those this week. Gave a few of them a shout out.
Good.
Maybe we could do that.
What?
Maybe we could start doing some true crime stuff. I'm just trying to branch out into as much, many
so
topics
we're gonna,
as possible.
We're going to get a new logo, are we? Crime Floggers.
We'll have to, won't we?
Hashtag.
Crime Floggers. Yeah, it sounds right, doesn't it?
Ben, you're going to be broke buying all these fucking logos.
Well, I know, but the whole point is that I'm going to start getting the money back, however that comes.
Yeah, maybe wait to get some money back first.
Well, let's get the Game Floggers going first.
Right, let's get the Film Floggers fucking going.
But I could sell the Crime Floggers. I did this at university, and so I did my dissertation on serial killers. So, you know, I'm very qualified for this.
What was that funny one? The funny mouth, the funny teeth? Robert Rodriguez.
Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
Yes, that's the one. He was nice.
Yes.
Not nice. Right, next. Next.
Yes, so, you know, watch out for that, Crime Floggers. What I found out this week as well, I stumbled upon a podcast, which I listened to a couple of episodes. It's an Englishman and an Irish lady.
Oh.
And it's a true crime one.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I went to add them on social media, just to have a look, see if they're knocking around on there. And it turns out they actually live in the same city as we do. Can you believe it?
Hmm.
Yeah, so a shout out to them, Real Life Ghost Stories podcast. Crazy. What are the chances? What are the chances? They sound a lot more civilized than me and you. So that's probably where the similarities end, the fact that you're Irish and I'm English, and so that's about it.
A boy and a girl. We both live in the same area.
Yes. Maybe we can send a promo their way, which was very nice of Emma to offer.
I'll sing.
So, God forbid we get them on the podcast in the future. Who knows? We team up.
No.
We get something going.
Well, we need to get the Crime Floggers going first.
Yes, well.
We need to get the logo. That takes a while.
Yes, well, we're not going to rival them just yet. You know, they're doing good stuff, so they're obviously experts at their field, so we'll just stick to our little corner.
Okay.
Trying to shit out terrible film reviews. Right, yeah, so that was interesting.
So we're going to talk about the movie that we're going to do
yes,
today?
Yes, right.
Fine, I've got to cook.
That'll do then. That's it.
I have to cook dinner.
The Lost Drive-In. I was listening to that recently. They've got a podcast. They've got a few podcasts, actually. They're good.
Was it the ones that you were saying was funny?
Yeah, they're very funny, yeah. Mm. Basically, they just say what they want.
Good. Good on you.
Which is refreshing. Some, you know, obviously what they're coming out of some of it, what I've heard is, I guess you could say it is risque.
Risque.
To a point. Well, they just say whatever they want. But they've got like a disclaimer in their bio saying, you know, of course, try not to take it too seriously. We're just trying to have a bit of fun.
Oh, we should do that.
Jokes aside, you know, all this.
We should do that. Put a little disclaimer in because I swear a lot and that might offend some people.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I've got a potty mouth.
No, I'm trying to say that I hold back on these, but yeah, you have to.
You do a little bit.
Well, to a point, yeah. Of course you do. Especially when I'm talking about certain things and characters and the film and I'm getting, you know, getting rolled up. I want to... Not that I want to say like really disrespectful things or I want to say really controversial things, but I just want to speak my mind. So
you
sometimes
want to,
you have to rein in a bit, don't you?
Your opinion across, Ben.
So yes, LSG Media. Yeah, they've got a few podcasts, but I was listening to The Lost Driving. Good stuff.
Good.
That's what I'm aiming for in the future.
Next.
That's it, I think.
Oh, that's all. God Jesus, almighty. How long's that? An hour in?
Well, we've got two films to talk about here, haven't we?
Well, not really, because I haven't written too much about the 2010 one. Not going to lie.
What are we doing this week?
Oh, shit. What are we doing? We are doing Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
1989. 1981.
Yep.
And 2010.
Yes.
We're going to do a compare. What's that? It's my hand is just going 90.
Yes, you didn't write many notes for the 2010 one. I did say, as they are quite different. In a
They're
lot
very,
of ways,
very different.
But you didn't write any notes. But it's and we okay. watched these a few days ago now.
No,
so
about not, a week.
Yeah, so it's not exactly fresh in the memory.
No, it's not.
So.
But you see, I've got an excuse. My mic keeps cutting in and out. I just thought. My mic keeps cutting in and out, so I can't
I heard
speak
you
too
first
much.
Time. Why are you?
Because you're going to edit out the first one.
Why are you repeating it? I heard you the first.
Shut
time.
Up! Have you heard you repeating yourself 10 times over? Next.
Well, that's a condition I have.
Yes, me too. I've got a condition too. So yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Well.
Jason and the Argonauts. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed. Ray Harryhausen's work. Ray H. Yes. H.
Very nice.
Really enjoyed his work and the 1981 version was actually his last final work.
Oh,
of
she's
stop
off.
Motion.
We're off. She's off already.
Hi, trivia. Welcome to Fiona's Bullshit Corner.
Yeah, I was saying this the other day, wasn't I? That do I need
no,
to...
no, we're sticking on the film, Ben. We're sticking
no,
to the film.
Do I need to adding the sound effects in? Do I need to have? It's tricky because you spout it all out, but then you may, you know, an hour in, just go oh. quickly.
Yeah,
so...
but what do you need sound effects for when you've got me? I've got sound effects.
No, I mean just as. To yes. signify the corner, the bullshit started.
Yes, but people know.
I just want someone else to do that. Add all these jingles and jangles and.
Right. Anyhow, so the.
How's the mic bleed this week?
It's fine. Don't even look at the mic bleed, Ben. Just sit there in your corner and be quiet. No, I don't have a fucking iota.
Right. So yes, some more Ray. Yes, his last film. I have to say, I'll get it out there now.
Not as good.
The 2010 Clash of Titans. Yeah, it's not.
It's shocking.
And remember. Remember?
We've moved on, Ben.
Remember?
We have moved on.
That's like the member berries.
Come on.
South Park. Member?
Well, I say that too.
That's
member?
Quite funny.
Right, come on.
South Park's just genius. It is, isn't it? It's genius. Right, so member. Do you remember what I said on our Jason and the Argonauts episode about the Medusa and the horrendous CGI?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't wrong. It was heinous.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Medusa has 55 snakes in her hair in the 2010 version. Just saying.
Great. So someone sat there and got their mouse and design.
55 snakes.
CGI snake.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Wheelie little fuckers as well.
Yeah, that looked bad.
That looked shit.
The whole scene overall is just, compared to the 1981 and Ray stuff, terrible.
And I don't understand. She was moving very quick in the 2010
yes,
one.
Yes, I did say that. Didn't I say that she had some fireworks after, up her arse.
I'm just after realising that actually she's a snake, isn't she? So snakes move quite slowly usually.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say,
oh, okay.
is that the 1981 Clash of the Titans, it hasn't aged well at all. Ray's stuff is still top notch, but it's not aged well. So, you know, the Clash of the Titans 2010, is not great, but it's cinematic, it's bigger. Not all the CGI is absolutely heinous, like some of it's palatable.
You've got some big hitters in the 2010, don't you?
Well
Liam, that's about it.
Well, you know, Ray Fiennes.
Yes, that's Hades.
Yeah, I actually forgot Hades was even in the 1981 version.
He's not in the 1981.
No, he is.
Is
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he pops in right at the start.
Oh.
When he goes and talks to Zeus.
Oh.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, I didn't notice either. Because that's what I said. In my comparison note, Hades equals new. Very good note.
What was I trying to... Yeah, so that's... Yeah, so it's unfortunately, yeah. You know, it's not Ray's fault. Ray's stuff is still decent.
Mm.
And I think the Medusa scene in particular is probably some of the best stuff he's ever done. But it hasn't aged well. And it's considering this is 1981, so you had Alien a couple of years before. I know Aliens, there's a guy wearing the rubber suit for the vast majority of it. The Alien part, anyway. But considering that was 1979, and The Thing came out the year after. If you sandwich Clash of Titans between those two, it's like, oh, really? Are these really 2 or 3 years of each other?
I'm bursting to tell you my trivia. This movie.
I don't know if you know, but sometimes I'm talking about some stuff that's maybe mildly interesting, and you want to interrupt me with some absolutely heinous.
No, it's not heinous.
Trivia.
It's actually very relevant,
oh, okay.
Ben.
Please.
This movie was filmed in 1979, yep. actually, so it's the same year as the other one.
Well, okay, great.
So yeah. There you go.
Well, that's even worse then, isn't it? Yeah,
oh, is it?
I suppose, yeah.
Oh, all right, okay.
Well, yeah, but...
Right, please proceed.
Do you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
What did I just say?
Something about Alien.
So, I don't think you even listened to...
I don't.
We talk, we're having conversations here, but I don't think...
It's in one ear and out the other.
I don't think you even listened to what I'm saying, do you?
No. Eastern not lying.
That's why if you go back and listen to the episode, if you ever bother to listen to any, you'd be like, when did we talk about that? Oh, that's quite a good point, actually, Ben. I don't remember you saying that. Yeah, so do you think? What do you think on how it's aged, the film?
Considering I enjoyed, what's the one? Jason and the Argonauts. Considering I enjoyed that, I didn't enjoy Clash of the Titans.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I didn't like it. I couldn't understand. So initially when I was watching them, I couldn't understand why they were just putting a coffin in the water. There was no backstory to that as to why. And then it was only when I watched the 2010 one, I was just, oh, I'm going to prefer this one because it gave a backstory as to why they were doing that.
Well, the 2010 one is done better. They combine the characters, don't they? So the King and Calibus.
Yeah.
Is it Calibus?
Yeah.
That becomes one character, doesn't it? In the 2010. Which I think is actually quite a good, that's a good
decision. I think so, yeah.
In the 1981 version, the King, and it's also, it's the King's daughter. It's not his wife, it's his daughter. So Zeus comes down.
Oh, yeah.
Impregnates the daughter. The King's not very happy about it, and then puts the daughter and his grandson in the box. In the 2010 version, or should we just say the remake?
The remake, yeah.
Zeus comes down, impregnates the King's wife.
Yeah.
And obviously he's very cross about it.
Yeah, and she dies in the remake, whereas she doesn't die in the 81 one.
Yes, she does. Oh, no. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
oh, the queen.
Me. Yeah,
right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, because you just get that scene of her just like breastfeeding old Perseus.
Yeah.
And just, you know, running down the beach with him and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
So in the remake, Perseus was put in by, he was found in the middle of the water in the sea by a fisherman. And then he's brought up by his mortal family, say. Whereas in the original, they floated to somewhere, an island, and they lived on the island. So he didn't know anything about his past background because nobody knew in the remake.
Yes, I think so.
But he knew in the original, didn't he, that he was like this Zeus god person.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. A demigod or whatever they're fucking called.
Keep going out. It's unbearable. Don't know what's happening. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Try to keep that head on, Ben.
Well, I can't, can I?
He looks like he's
so
about
stressful.
To explode.
No reason for it at all.
Well, I haven't done anything. Maybe it's you. Oh.
Hello. It's not pulling, is it? The wire on your microphone? That's what happened last time with mine, wasn't it? Is it loose? Remember, my one was pulling, so it was cutting out. It had the old noise gate on as well, which wasn't helping. But
oh, well, no.
It's just, ugh. Right, yes. Right, what are we talking about then?
So do you want to talk about the first one first or the new one first?
Well, we can cut in and out between the two, but it's probably wise, isn't it, just to sort of talk about them separately and then interject if we're making comparisons between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be a long one, this, I feel. Christ.
No, it's not going to be too long.
I'm knackered already.
I need to cook dinner.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but it takes like 4 hours to cook.
God, what are you making for dinner? Tell the audience.
Beef bong yang.
Oh, what did you get for your birthday? You got a lovely
casserole dish.
Oh.
I'm going to do a bong yang.
Oh, bong.
I don't know how to say it.
God. Oh, God, I love a bong yang.
Oh, how do you say it? A bong. How do you say it?
No, bong yang's fine.
Okay, that'll do. We're going to have some red wine tonight as well with dinner. We're going to have a glass.
I was trying to see, but as I was waiting for you beforehand, I was becoming more and more ill because, you know, I was reading my notes and then I started moving my boom arm around because it's the boom arm's in the way of my laptop.
This is in housekeeping, Ben.
I've got this new monitor. It's very nice. I'm looking at it and I can't use it yet.
Off it goes.
I can't use it for the podcast. So ideally I need to get my notes up. We even spoke about
this
before.
You are speaking very fast, Ben.
Because I'm just trying to get it out. We spoke about this before, didn't we? I said, oh, it'd be nice if we had a big monitor. Well, I've actually got the monitor now and I'm still not using it.
Yeah. Next time, Ben.
For the podcast.
So anyhow, so the 19 whatever version, the first version is basically the story is Perseus is the son of Zeus. He is the mortal son of Zeus. He falls in love with a princess called, how do you say her name?
Andromeda.
And is forced to battle supernatural obstacles to win her over.
Yeah, that sort of made sense. Right. Oh, Star Wars as well. I didn't mention that. Star Wars was out, wasn't I? Wasn't it? Wasn't I? Say. Talking about. Star Wars was out, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
There we go.
Oh, woohoo. Jesus, you're unbearable. Right, anyhow.
Ben, it's Ben here. Make sure you edit that bit out, okay? Your speech is all over the place. Cheers, Ben.
Okay, weirdo.
Oh, God. Yeah, so Star Wars as well.
What about Star Wars?
Well, no, I thought I'd made an interesting point and you didn't really have anything to say about it because you were just like, I've got trivia.
What interesting point?
just about how it's not aged very well.
Yes.
And so the Argonauts came out in what, 63?
Yeah.
So
it should be the other way around. This should have been released in...
Well, yeah. But if someone said to me, you know, when Clash of the Titans come out, I'd have been like, well, late 60s. It feels like it's in and around the same time.
But even the camera, not the camera, the picture quality isn't as good either, is it?
I don't know.
No, I didn't think it was as good.
Hmm.
Don't know. Maybe it was that CGI they used. Or not CGI, but whatever they used.
Right, 1981. Yes, what have we got?
So we've got Perseus, who's been played by Harry Hamlin.
Yeah. Sorry, I've got no idea of this Harry Hamlin guy. Do you know? Did you look at him in the trivia?
Not in the trivia, but he is worth $10 million. He is an American actor, and he actually starred in Mad Men. Did you ever hear of Mad Men?
Why do I care how much he's worth?
Because I'm just telling you.
I don't think anyone cares.
I'm just telling you. Shut up.
Because it's just all you've got.
And also, he played L.A. Law, a man in that or something, and he received 3 by Golden Globes nominations for this film.
Right. You cut out there, so that's probably for the best, actually. So they haven't got to listen to that, just drivel.
And just while we're on the
subject... Yeah, Harry Hamlin.
While we're on the subject of Harry Hamlin...
I was speaking over it, good.
So the original script of this version wanted Perseus to kill Medusa by throwing his shield, and that was how he was going to behead her.
God.
But Harry didn't agree with this because it went against Greek mythology, and he refused... to film it on the day, because it wasn't rewritten, he refused to film it on the day and threatened to fly back home. So he sat sulking in his little trailer, and he needed to be coaxed by, you know, everyone. He was standing his ground. He said nope. And then he got speaking to all of the other co-actors, whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone agreed, actually, no, we want it rewritten. So the script for that scene was rewritten.
Well, all good for you, Harry.
Yeah, stuck to his ground.
Yeah, well, sorry, Harry. Maybe I was wrong about you.
Pity Sam Worthing wouldn't have done that.
Worthington.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just his appearance, I suppose. I don't think his acting's particularly very good in this. But he's just not too good on Harry. I just wasn't a fan.
He's just not a very warm character to warm up to.
I saw later pictures of him, and he looks... I think he's got better with age. He just looks a bit odd in this.
He has gotten better with age.
I don't know if it's just his hair and he's kind of pouting a little bit.
I was quite surprised, actually, when I seen it pop up. I was just, is that you, Perseus? Hello.
Right.
Little bit of an older man there for me.
Yeah. Okay, Laurence Olivier. Oh, huge hitter.
Was he? I didn't read anything about him because I didn't really think there was much about him.
Oh, yeah, so, Zeus.
Zeus, yes. Played by Liam Neeson in the remake.
Yep. Right. So what about Newton?
Well,
he was a big hitter. You know, he did a lot of Shakespeare.
Oh, a lot of the cast actually in the 1979 version did a lot, in the 81 version, did a lot of Shakespeare stuff.
Yes.
That's how they all knew each other.
You've got old Professor McGonagall.
Yes, you do. From Harry Potter.
Maggie Smith, she's there. Very nice. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in Oedipus Rex. I'm assuming a film of Oedipus Rex. That's from our mate Sophocles. You remember? Remember?
No, I do not remember.
You remember?
Do you remember?
You know, Sophocles. You know that...
Is that place?
No, he says our line, doesn't he? On the first ever episode, I got you to read it out.
What a cringe fest.
Oh, God.
Our ancient Greek
Sophocles. I think it's Sophocles.
I know, I had great issues with pronunciation.
We stole his quote.
We did.
Do you remember the quote?
No.
Do you remember the quote?
No, I do not.
Fuck!
I don't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, Ben. Let alone a quote I did months ago.
It's very cringeworthy. I haven't listened back to it for a while, but I'm sure if I listen to it now, but oh man.
Welcome to Film Floggers.
Well, that's still there. That cringe fest is still there. I haven't got any music done yet.
Oh, still on your to-do list.
Right, so, nay, allow the claim of the dead. Stab not the fallen. What prowess is it to slay the slain anew?
Did I say that?
Yes. Oh. Well, obviously, it was in front of you, wasn't it?
Oh, right. Okay.
But then you went, anyway, each week, whatever you fucking said. Whatever you shout out.
As our Greek mate Sophocles once said most elegantly, stab not the fallen, what prowess is it to fill and flog the slain anew? Wise words, Sophocles. So anyway, each week we ask you to join us as we saddle up and fill and flog that dead horse anyway. Welcome to Film Floggers. So grab your flog, folks, and let's get flogging. Woo!
God. Anyways, God. Enough of that bullshit.
God, how far we've come, eh?
No, not really.
About to launch game vloggers.
We're still fighting every second.
I'm talking about just the podcast in general, Fiona. We've got crime vloggers on the back burner, ready to go.
So, what game vloggers? Am I able to do some trivia?
No, we're going to have to include some sort of podcast on the game vloggers at some point. You know, we can't really talk about Overcooked, really.
Right. Anyways.
Like, whatever game that we do that may have a story to it. That Until Dawn. You know, I've mentioned that with the interactive story.
Yes.
So we could probably review that. Maybe I'll do a solo one when I do the latest game.
Right, Ben, I feel as though we're just coming on the podcast to have a chat about everything.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it?
No, we're not even chatting about the film, Ben.
Well, it's supposed to be a sort of a thing that you come and listen to, and it's like you're in the room. You know, the audience can be like, God, it just feels like I'm in the room with these.
Can you get out, please? Get out of my room. They're not invited in here.
They won't want to sit in this fucking room with them.
Nothing wrong with this room. You've got my lovely knickers hanging in the corner there.
Yes.
Lovely.
Oh, just looking at that TV, that blank
right,
TV.
Right, so anyways.
Yes, Laurence Olivier, yeah, okay, yeah, he did that. Marathon Man, very famous for that.
Neil McCarty.
Don't know who that is.
He's the man, chappy that played Calibus.
All right.
In this film.
Yeah, the Calibus stuff, that was a bit of an issue I had actually with the, yes, just let me say my point, Fiona. We'll get to you, Christ.
I have some trivia.
Yes. Calibus. It was a bit jarring switching between the two. Again, the stop motion stuff from Ray looks
top notch.
Yeah, well, it was good. Yeah, nothing wrong with it. But it was jarring because it was switching between the Calibus stop motion stuff and then him sitting in a throne with like a rubber mask on, talking like he's like in a Shakespearean play. You know, Queen, your beauty. It was cut between the two. It was like, well, I'm not too sure about that. It just didn't. It made Ray's stop motion maybe just look a bit jarring. And I think his stop motion is timeless, but so I wouldn't say the problem with this film is because the stop motion just looks like it's just not aged well or just looks out of place. It's just...
Compared to Jason and Argonauts, it's very different. So I was saying that Neil McCarty, who plays Calibus, he only has head and upper body shots. That's all. And all of the full body shots are actually played by stop motion. And that's where Ray H.H. comes in.
Yes.
So it was only full body shots. But Calibus is completely different in the new version, in the update or whatever. What's it called? What do we agree it was? Remake, that's it. He's in it, but he's put a curse on the princess, what's his name again?
Andromeda.
So in the 89 version.
81.
81
the
version.
Original.
The original.
Original
thank
remake.
You. Thank
Christ.
You. The original. No, why is it a remake? The original version.
Well, it is a remake, isn't it? The 2010 one's a remake.
Yes.
So
okay.
The original and the remake.
Oh, right. No, but I thought you said the original remake. That didn't make sense.
Right. So what did you think of Calibus with the stop motion and then switch between that and then some guy wearing like a rubber mask or whatever he was, whatever gear.
I didn't really like it.
Were you watching this film going, oh, Ray's work's looking a bit dated or...
Well,
I think just because of the film overall where you were like, oh, yeah, this film in general just looks a bit dated considering it's out in the 80s.
Well, I was quite lost with watching this film from the get-go because I was just like, what the fuck's going on? I couldn't understand what was going on. And I was the same with the Jason film as well. I didn't know what was going on because there was all these names, all these people that you just didn't know. And I didn't know where the story was going from. And only for you saying about his mask, I was just like, oh, fuck yeah, that looks shit. I wouldn't have noticed anything. I would just be like, oh, fine.
Yeah, so Ray's work is still fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a bit, it's either you just do it or you don't do it.
It's annoying because, you know, what I was trying to say is I don't want to criticise Ray's work.
But you're not. You're criticising the mask.
Well, no, but it's like, if you put Ray's, you know, there's a reason why Ray, this was Ray's last film. He could have done more, couldn't he? This is, you know, 40 years ago. He died, what, in 2013? So I know he stopped because he'd had enough and all the other reasons he may have stopped. Based on watching this film, it was probably the right time. But then that means that I'm trying to say that Ray's stuff didn't look as good or his stuff just looked a bit out of place, which is a shame because I don't actually even agree with what I'm saying, but I guess it kind of did to a point.
Well, this actually wasn't going to... This just ended up being his last work. It actually wasn't his plan to be his last film because he was actually going to do the next one following on from this, but it never... In 84, 82, he was right. Going to make another film. What was it called? The next one after, anyways, something with the Titans. He was going to do that, but then he decided, nah, and that's how it ended up being his last one. And this film, although it's got stop motion effects in it, it wasn't an Oscar nominated film for the visual or makeup effects. So that probably pissed him off, and he was like, fuck this, I'm not doing another one.
What I'm trying to say is that I guess that means that I'm like, well, you know, I guess it's the time because CGI was coming in. And
yeah, it's moving on.
But then I can't say that because no, I hate CGI. It stinks.
Yeah, but it's about what the audience wants as well, isn't it?
But it's also, I think also, as I said about the thing that came out the following year, it's the practical stuff as well. So advances were being made with practical effects as well, animatronics and that kind of thing. I think that more than, even though that's sort of now died out for just purely because CGI has just taken over, it seems.
Well, it's easier.
I don't think that helps either. Because when you look at practical stuff and animatronics, so some stuff you look at and go, oh, that's a little bit jarring. Especially if there's some CGI as well to go along with it. But I don't think that helps either. I think that's probably what I'm trying to sort of swirl around in my head. It's the practical, the advancement of the practical stuff and the animatronics and that sort of thing, rather than just, oh, you know, unfortunately, Ray, CGI's come out now. Star Wars has upped their game with the VFX stuff and the computer stuff they did. So now you're done.
I don't think he felt like that though, Alvare, because when he didn't have any involvement in the 2010 version, because he said my films don't need to be a remake. Well, so I think he was getting on then.
Why would he want to have any involvement in that?
And just to remember as well how long it actually fucking takes to do the stop motion. Like he must have been fed up with these films.
Yeah, but probably I can imagine studios and people working with him were just like, sorry, Ray, but enjoy your work, but
it's too time consuming.
We can do stuff on computers now. We can build stuff easier. So, to be honest, it's not going to really work anymore.
A true example is the Greek hellhounds. So the dog that protects Medusa in this film, it's got two heads. But in Greek mythology, it's meant to have three heads. But the reason why it only has two is because it would have taken Harryhausen too long to animate to make or whatever the third head. So that's why it's only got two.
Right. Yes. Yes, no, fair enough. Right, what else can we, just keep talking about it. It's very interesting.
It is.
It's good stuff.
No, I do find it interesting. Can we just compare?
Oh, I was just trying to move this along, Fiona, because, you know, this is getting long already.
Yeah, I know, I am. I'm talking about something else now.
Oh, okay.
Can we please just compare the, what do you call them witches? The Stygian witches?
No idea, yeah, okay.
Fine. Oh, Jesus Christ. In the new version, they're actually men in the new version, in the remake. The Stygian witches are men. They're played by men.
Oh, they're played by
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, that was confusing.
So the original version, they're actually quite, what's the word? Scary. Intimidating or something. There's something about them, they're quite creepy. They're just there with like their little ball and their nails running around with their little rats.
And also in the new one, like, yeah, they look okay in the new
one.
No,
they don't.
In the remake. They're, well, you know, fine. But it's the...
They look like your man. What do you call out of Harry Potter? The one that Harry hates.
Voldemort,
that's the one. They look like him with the funny face. With the funny face. It's just terrible. And they're there like, oh, we're talking in riddles. And
well,
you're just
my biggest issue with the new one is they whip out that CGI eye.
Oh, yeah.
CGI eye, yes.
And in the original one, it was like really, like it was as though they were actually looking through a round ball the way they'd done it. Like they had him kind of like, not deformed, but like he was skinny in some parts and it looked as though it was actually looking through a round ball. Whereas in the original, it was as clear as day. He was just there. He was like, oh, fuck off.
Well, it's just been touched up, isn't it?
But do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. As I said, I'm not. There are problems with the original.
Yeah, of course.
And the 2010 version does improve on some aspects. Probably mostly the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything.
Yeah, which I said straight
away.
Because
it's more cinematic and it's a blockbuster. It doesn't drag as much. The 1981 version, the original, it does drag. There were parts where I was just like, oh god, where they were just walking along and just it was like, oh, you know, hurry up, just get to Medusa, just do something, Ray.
But even in the remake, it did drag a little bit as well because they were bringing all this shit in. Like the scene with the scorpions.
Oh, the scorpions.
They were, that was terrible.
Well, hang on, I thought we were doing the 1980 version.
Sorry. The original. We were comparing, Ben.
Yes. Yeah, awful, yeah. Well, they pushed their luck in the remake.
I think they pushed their luck in both of the films, to be fair.
I think the scorpions
The scorpions
right.
were better in the other one because they weren't like these fucking massive bloody fucking dinosaurs. They were big, but they weren't like as big as the ones in the other one.
Yeah, they pushed their luck. Went on way too long, and then more came along. They were like, God, it's even bigger.
And then your man jumps on the back of it, and it's that's his way
right,
of transport.
Right, we'll get to that, Fiona. Come on. Jesus. You know, let's just try and stick to the 1981.
God.
God, this is going to be a long episode. Holy hell. Right, what have we got? Yeah, okay. I was really confused when it was flashing to Poseidon in the water. When Zeus is going, release the Kraken in the original, you just get a shot of a man who looks like he's drowning. I was like, who's that?
Who is it?
Well, it's Poseidon.
Who's that?
I thought it was Zeus. I was like, what's Zeus
who's
done
Poseidon?
There?
Poseidon?
The god of the water.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's just a man and he looks like he's drowning. It's like,
is that who that was?
That was Poseidon, yeah.
Oh, I thought that
makes
was...
sense.
I thought it was Zeus.
Well, yeah, so did I for some reason.
So Poseidon, Hades and Zeus, they're all related.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And you don't realise that until the remake. Well, I didn't.
I think it's made clearer in the
remake.
Yeah,
it's made clearer.
I don't know, actually.
But Zeus is living it up because he's the god. Woo. And then he basically makes Hades go to the underworld where he's living in hell. And then the other fella is in the water, looking after the Kraken.
Yeah, we should talk about Zeus. Yeah, Zeus is...
Zeus is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's not great, is he?
No.
He's a bit of an arsehole in this as well.
Well,
in the remake.
Well, he's a rapist.
Yeah, I've got something down here, actually. Yeah, I can't say because it's rude, yeah.
Well, I said it.
Yeah, well, that's not rude, is it?
Yeah.
He's mopping up the tail with his transformations. Which is up there just going like, yeah, I fancy a bit of that. Let me just transform into a hawk and off I go. Diddle.
Hello.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
No.
It's like a really weird version of, you know, date raping someone.
Well, yeah.
That does make sense.
Well, you know, I know what you mean.
Yes, you know what I mean. You know, just turns up, transforms into whatever he wants, and then just gets the girl.
A knight in shining armor.
And then and then goes back
he's
up
a fat
and
god.
Whinges about how the humans aren't praying to him enough or whatever.
Well, yeah, no wonder, mate.
Yeah, he's not the best, Zeus.
And what's his wife called? Well, he doesn't have... Well, he's got many wives, doesn't he?
Well, he's a bachelor. He's a lifelong bachelor, Zeus.
Can we talk about my mate?
Who?
My mate.
Who's your mate? What, the owl?
Boo-doo.
Oh, boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Or was it Bobo?
Bobo.
Jesus.
What's the woman called?
We're not talking about Hermes in this episode.
No, the woman that owns Boo-boo.
Oh.
Begins with a H.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Aphrodite.
No, God, no. Don't know. But anyways, Boo-boo's quite nice. But what is Boo-boo? Is he CGI? What is that? That's just terrible.
No, I think that was some Ray stuff again.
No.
I think some of it, well, yeah, I imagine it was.
I didn't like him.
Maybe it was a mixture, I don't know, maybe there was a little, no, well.
Not that I didn't like him, because I actually kind of warmed up to him in the end.
Yeah, but, as I knew you would.
But the way he looked and...
Oh, he's terrible, yeah. Well, I think he's renowned, like he's renowned to be terrible. I think people, hence why in the remake they have that thing where he pops up, you know, and Sam's like,
yes.
What's this?
Well, they were actually going to take that scene out of that film altogether. But they decided to keep it in to keep the original fans of the film happy. And Sam Worthing, or Worthing, whatever his name is, he was going around saying, that owl's going to ruin my career. And he threatened to actually destroy the owl when the producer wasn't looking, or whatever he is. So, yeah.
Sorry, is that true?
That's trivia.
What's Sam Worthing talking
That's
about?
That's trivia. He said that the owl was going to ruin his...
But he holds it for like 5 seconds. It's
but just... they were going to take it out because he didn't want to do that scene.
Oh.
But they kept
I think Sam Worthing needs
they
to
kept
fucking
it in.
Shut up.
Mm. And who's the director, the producer of this film?
No, like Sam Worthington's had an extraordinarily decent one.
Oh, I like him in Avatar, though.
Oh, but he's bang average.
Well,
he's bang
blue.
James Cameron has sorted that bloke out forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's making about 150 Avatars.
Are they still making
Sam Worthington's sitting there going like, oh, I'm not sure about holding it out.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off, Sam.
You never liked
You're the worst part of Country Time by a mile.
That is actually in trivia, so.
Sack, oh. He's dreadful, actually.
Look what my trivia's doing to you.
Well, I was going to mention Sam Worthington. We keep cutting between the two versions. Oh, he's so boring. There was that point where he was getting pushed as like the next, you know, the next sort of action star and the next big thing. Oh.
Who was...
Take away Avatar, that guy would be in the bin.
Who was that? Who is the director or the whatever of this, the 2010 version?
Oh, no idea.
All right. Well, he was actually very shocked when he first... Well, he seen Sam playing something many years ago, and that's where he was just like, oh, actually, I quite like the look of this guy, because they didn't want Perseus to be, like, you know, quite broad. They wanted him to be very slim build. So when he actually met Sam for the first time, he was actually a bit reluctant, because he was just like, oh, you're actually not what I want, because
what,
of his size, because he'd beefed up, didn't he, for Avatar, and, like, got bigger and bulkier. Well, yeah, according to the trivia.
Had he beefed up in Avatar?
Well, yeah.
He's not the same size as he is in this, isn't
he? Yes, but that's what I mean. Compared to years ago when the director was just like, oh, I quite like the look of this guy to play Perseus.
Maybe he just met Sam Worthington and went, God, this guy's an absolute ball fest.
Well, yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, yeah.
He's a ball fest.
Not an Avatar. I like him in Avatar.
Oh.
I like Avatar.
Yeah, but I'm
you
not.
See.
I'm, you know, I'm keen I can on see why people like Avatar, but I'm not crazy about Avatar.
Oh, I just
really
think the
not.
Colors are so
yeah,
good.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. It's yeah, James Cameron's made it very well. The next however many he's going to do will look, you know, amazing, and we'll push the boundaries. But they're not going to be good because of Sam Worthington.
Well, no.
Dear me.
No, but he. Yeah.
Right, the 81 version, please.
Sorry.
The original.
Yeah, well, that's what
Sam can wait.
That's all my trivia. So,
you liked the owl then in the end, did you?
I did, yeah. He was a bit kind of like, I don't know, come with me.
Right, let's talk about the Medusa scene then.
Medusa, who's, oh yes, Medusa.
Yes.
What about her?
Well, the scene in the original. It's top notch, isn't it?
It's no, probably, can we talk about the dogs first? I really like those dogs.
I don't want to talk about the dogs.
I thought the dogs looked very good.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well,
I commented on that.
It all looks good.
And they look fairly good. And then the poor little fellas got stabbed. Well, I know it's Medusa.
As I'm trying to say, I can't quite articulate what I'm trying to say. I don't want to criticise Ray. It's not his fault that his work has maybe sort of run its course.
Hmm.
We've just unfortunately, well,
time's just moved.
Jason and the Argonauts, that it just things moved on. I'm not endorsing CGI and everything else, but
God, no.
it just seemed like based on that film overall, even though his stuff looked good, it'd come to the end.
Anyhow, Medusa.
Yes, but then saying that, this is potentially, as I said when we kicked off, this is one of his best scenes.
Yeah. I quite like Medusa.
Medusa is potentially his best ever character.
There's no shakes. There's no snakes in her hair. Well, there is actually, isn't there? There's
Well, of course there's snakes.
Yeah, but there's not like 55. There's like not as many.
No, because they don't get. Who cares about the numbers?
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's quite good. Her eyes. No, what's with the eyes? To turn
how,
to stone,
it's how
isn't
the scene's
it?
Lit as well. It's using the shadow. You don't see her straight away.
Oh, yeah, and you can just hear her, can't you?
Yeah.
And she's laughing.
You know,
and
they tried to do it in the 2010, the remake, where like you don't see her straight away and like you hear her laughing and then she starts slivering in. It's like, right, okay, fine.
But even in the issue, and like, I'm probably wrong with this from what I can remember, but in the, when she kind of gets up, where she's like taller, when she's standing up, say, even though she's not standing, she's quite shaky as well. Do you know when she's just come out of where she's just come out of and she's standing up and like presenting herself,
yeah,
and that's
yeah,
the first thing.
She doesn't.
She's
start,
like really unsteady.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't start jetpacking around like in the 2010.
Whereas in the 2010 one, she's just straight up not moving. And you're just like, oh. So it's more realistic in the 81 version.
And the character and how Ray's done it is just is superb, yeah. It just looks top notch.
Yeah.
Everything about it. The way Medusa moves.
Yeah, it's more realistic, isn't it?
The face, the snakes, the tail. When
her eyes
look top notch.
How about the tail?
Yeah, it's just great.
The tail whips him at one point, doesn't it? Oh, I think that's the 2010, actually.
Perseus, like, yeah. You know, he said about it, he's not too good in this, old Harry. But even that's better. With the, you know, with the using the shield as the mirror to trick Medusa to come closer.
Yeah.
That's just done better. Compared to watching Sam Worthington just spin around with his eyes closed at the end.
Yeah, and does like this little kick or something, doesn't he?
Oh, God.
Just like little martial art kick. You're just like, fuck off, Sam. Well, no, he does it like a little kick. It's not martial arts.
He just does a little lame spin. Well, what else do we have to say about? Yes, very good, yes. What else did I have to say about? There's that bit when, who's that bloke that he meets? When he gets sent, when old McGonagall sends Harry to like that random place.
Is that the fisherman? Not the fisherman, but when he has to travel to the witches.
No, he gets sent to that random place and then Zeus dumps all these weapons down for him before he goes on his
journey.
Oh, yeah. And then he ends up forgetting half of them anyway. He just walks off without his sword or what else did he forget?
He had a sword, a helmet. No, he had the helmet, but he lost the helmet. Remember when he used a helmet because that made him invisible? So he used a helmet to try and find out the riddle so that he could marry Andromeda.
Oh, yeah, we're not even talking about that. Should we talk about that very briefly?
So, yeah, so the god... So, God send him down a sword, a helmet, and a... What do you call that thing? A spear, is it? No.
A shield, that's it. Yeah.
A spear. A shield, a sword, and a helmet.
No, I mean the whole Calibus thing and how he's been... Zeus was getting pissed off because Calibus kept killing his horses.
Oh, yeah.
Old Pegasus, not mentioned old Pegasus.
There's 101 Pegasus in the new one.
Yeah, and he's changed colour as well.
Yeah, that's weird.
Fine.
So, I'm not really sure what the whole story is about Calibus. I just know the story between him and her.
Between who? Calibus and who?
That one.
Well, there's this whole thing about how, yes, Zeus gets him because he's killing his horses. He's not very happy, so he...
Turns him into a monster.
He curses, yeah. Curse, no, what is it? No, it's not curses him. Well, curses him.
Yeah, basically. But then he curses. So he's meant to be hanging out with and whatever, the princess. And then he puts a curse on the princess. And the only person that can... So he puts a curse on her, say that she can't marry anyone else unless they solve a riddle, which is set by him.
Yes.
So Perseus dons his helmet, which makes him invisible, and finds out that Joanna's sleepwalking at night, and he listens in on the riddle, and then the next day, he says, I'm going to, what's the word? Unriddle your riddle.
that whole bit.
Is that what people do?
The whole thing that there's these men doing it, and they fail the riddle, and they get burnt at the stake.
Yeah, they get, like, that was so odd. Like, you just literally walk through, and there's these people burning at the stake. You're just like, okay, well, that don't stink, first of all.
Yeah. Probably for the best they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, they combined the two characters, didn't they?
Yeah.
Made him one. I remember when he puts the helmet on and then he starts going around, like, he's like, sounds like a kid. And he's like, can you see me? I'm invisible.
Yeah, we can see his little footsteps
and
he's in
like,
the sand.
No, thank Christ we can't, Harry. Thank God I can't see you. Go away.
But then the fucking twat, he goes and loses the hat and the lick because your man's chasing him, wasn't it?
Calibus
is chasing
it
him.
It is Calibus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Calibus. I've got it written here in front of me. Played by Neil McCartney.
Yeah, and we had that bit, Fiona.
Yep, I know.
We're repeating ourselves now.
Just telling them.
What else is there for the 81 version?
The tingy. The horse tingy.
Pegasus. Doesn't move very fast, does it?
No. At the end.
In the sky. That's looking a bit dated.
What's that thing called in the water? I mentioned it a while ago. I can't remember.
The Kraken.
The Kraken, yeah. So when you're there at the Kraken, he's trying to save the day. And he's like, literally, he may as well be fucking flying on the owl. He's going that slow.
It looks like one of those really wanker rides you get for kids. You know, you put like 50p in.
Oh, yeah, the carousel
like,
ride.
It just goes backwards and forwards very slightly. And the kids are like going nuts for it. Looks like that.
We nearly forgot to mention the Kraken. What do you think of the Kraken?
Well, he's got a mighty set of abs.
Oh, he does. I remember mentioning
very,
that.
Ray's done very well for the Kraken's abs there. Mm. He's chiseled out very nicely.
I can't remember what his face looks like.
So the Kraken's not even in Greek mythology?
No, it's is it Lithuanian or something?
It's more Norse mythology, yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Is it Norse? Is it? Maybe.
Because in the remake version, they're actually going to rename it for what it was. And then they're just like, no, we better stick and play homage to like the original version. So that's why they kept that the same. But there's a lot of things in this film that's not Greek mythology.
Well, it's called Clash of the Titans, but I don't actually think there's actually any... I remember reading this, that there's not actually any titans.
No.
Because Medusa's not classed as a titan. The Kraken's not even in Greek mythology.
So they were going to change the name of it as well, but then they decided not to. I don't know what.
Clash of the what gods?
Well, yeah. What's the second one called? War of the...
Oh, you mean this...
The sequel of this one.
Of the remake?
Yeah.
Wrath of the Titans?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sam's grown his hair. Looks brilliant.
He was actually meant to have long hair in this film, but he didn't.
Well, Sam's grown his hair to look more like old Harry, I'm assuming, because Harry's got like the bob, isn't he? In the Wrath of the Titans, it looks like Sam's looking a bit more like Harry.
Oh, okay.
Is that what? I don't know.
I haven't seen Wrath.
No,
and I don't intend
to watch it either.
No, jinx.
Did we talk enough about the Medusa scene? Because that's what we should linger on. Because
well, you tell me.
Well, I don't know. Is anything else you want to say? Oh, to be fair, when Medusa does get the old head chopped off, it looks like there's some tomato ketchup sort of splattering out of the old neck there.
But her blood is poisonous. So it's meant to.
Well, I know, but
it's like toxic
blood. It
doesn't
look like tomato ketchup, though, does it?
Oh, what about when it's in the bag? When, Calibus. Remember, he just leaves it like hanging in a bag in a tree at one point. I think it's before the scorpion comes. Or is it? I can't remember.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because you got the whole bit of the scorpion because her blood brings on the scorpions.
That's it. And it's just in the bag and it's like shaken, but she's dead. And surely if, you know, you chop her head off, the eyes aren't going to work. Is that just me being me?
Well, I guess I just got lucky. Because how do they know for sure this was going to work?
Exactly. Well, the witches said it would, didn't they?
Well, there you go then, yeah.
There you go.
Right, yes. Anything else?
No. Overall, not as good as Jason Saw's.
Oh, no.
But not because of Ray's work, I think.
I think
it was just the times itself.
Like I've said about 100 times now, I think the Medusa stuff is potentially some of, if not Ray's best work. So.
No, Ray's best work was the skeletons and... Jason and the
Well,
Argonauts.
Yeah, they're very good as well.
I like them.
Yeah.
They're my favourite. And the dog.
You've got the Cyclops from one of the first Sinbad film, which I think is renowned for being up there with his best creatures as well.
I also like the dogs.
Yeah, I like them.
I thought they looked quite well. So, and then in comparison.
Right, 2010.
You've got to 2010 shite. So just to let everyone know that IMDb rating of the original version was 6.9. Yes. And the rating on the 2010 one was 5.7.
Well, good. Thank God.
I think it should have been a 3.7. Not going to lie. Well, 4.7.
It's fine, the remake. It's okay. Like, I wasn't like, oh, God, this sucks. Because Clash of Titans, the original is actually not, it's not that great.
It's not great.
So.
It's just a very different story, this one. So in the original, you've got Perseus, who's going to marry Andromeda. Whereas.
Who?
I'm having such problems
Andromeda.
With,
oh, a bit of Andromeda, yeah.
Having such difficulties with these.
Andromeda.
Andromeda. With these names. God. Actually, I'm doing quite
that might
well.
Still, that might still cut out. So I'm a little bit concerning.
Doing quite well, I think, with these names, considering they're difficult. So anyways, and then in the 2010, the remake, you've got Io, who in actual Greek mythology is Perseus's 7 times great-grandmother.
Oh, right.
And was also an old flame of Zeus's. So they're related.
Oh, well, everyone's a fucking old
flame
of Zeus.
Are they kind of related? Because it's a great.
Well, you know,
and then he falls in love with her and has kids with her. Apparently, well, that's what the ending of the story is meant to be.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
I don't know.
What's going on?
So is it like his guardian angel?
Well, yeah. Is it? Yeah.
And then they fall in love.
Just annoying.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Very beautiful.
Oh, Gemma Arterton.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Very good looking, but the character in this is just no.
Kind of like ageless, which is what she's meant to look in this film, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, Gemma Arterton's, she's fine. She's been in some half decent stuff, but.
Just the premise of her in this film.
No, I'm just not getting this. There's some absolute cringe fest scenes, especially that bit later when they're on the boat.
Oh, wonderful.
Well,
fighting on
now,
the boat.
Yeah, because we jump around now. Let's just jump about.
Yay.
Well, she floats across. They pay the guy on the boat.
Yeah, with the coin that Zeus gives him.
He looks better in the original. He's like attached to the boat, isn't he, on the remake? It's like, oh, God.
Pushing their luck.
Does he need to be attached to the boat? What's he called?
A fisherman. I don't know.
Where are they going? They're going to the land of the undead, aren't they? That's what it is. It the land of the undead?
Yeah, so they have to cross.
Or the underworld.
So basically, where Medusa lives is just off the underworld. So it's just right before the underworld starts.
Just off.
Just off from it.
Just off. Just so they have the road to
get,
before.
So they have to get over a river, which is done by fishermen, which you have to have special coins for.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, I'm just telling.
I saw the film. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but many people might not.
I just wanted to know what he was called.
Oh, a man. A man on
the
boat.
But there's an absolute cringe fest when they're underneath the boat.
Yeah.
That they're running around. They're like playing like Kiss Chase.
Yeah.
And it's oh man.
Oh man.
It's just, what's going on? What do they do?
She's teaching him how to fight.
Under the boat I've got here. He keeps like running around like chasing her, and then she keeps like jumping out and going like, oh, you'd be dead twice now. Yeah. If I was Medusa.
And she's got a tail, and this is what it's going to do to you.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it's so bad. So bad. Sam Worthington, you suck.
Leave poor Sam alone.
Well, Io sucks. Is it Io?
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, we jumped to that. Let's try and start at the beginning.
So it's the same shit, basically. You get a little bit more of a backstory. He's put in a thingy-mabob, a coffin, in the river with his mother.
In the sea.
His mother dies, he's picked up by a mortal fisherman, and he's brought up by a fisherman. Then Sam gets pissed off because they're out catching fish, as you would do, and he sees Hades destroying Argo? A statue of Zeus, basically, which falls into the sea, and it destroys
the fisherman's boat
and kills his family.
No, the men are. The men
but it's by Hades. It's because Hades is there.
No, Hades comes out and stops them.
Oh, does
the
it?
The guys who's doing it, the king's ordered the guys to start.
Oh.
Knocking down the statues of gods because they've had enough.
Oh.
And then Hades pops out and then attacks them and then just decides that he needs to just tear old Sam's boat in half for good measure.
And then Sam is pissed off because he's lost his family. And that's the opening scene.
Hades, yeah.
And he doesn't know. He doesn't know that he is the son, the mortal son of Zeus at this point, a demigod.
Yes. Lord Voldemort.
Is that Hades?
Yeah, you've seen Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realise. I don't put two and two together.
Oh, right. Well, it's in and around the same time, this, isn't it? So, so it's just him playing Lord Voldemort with hair.
Hmm. Oh, good.
Basically,
that makes sense.
Give or take.
So does Zeus? So why does Hades come up then from the underworld in this film?
Or to try and, because Zeus is getting pissed off, isn't he? What does Zeus say? Zeus isn't happy because the humans aren't praying to him as much, so their immortality's suffering, something like that. So then Hades comes up and goes, oh, Zeus, you know, we need to teach them a lesson. Let me get the old Kraken. How does he say it?
Kraken.
He doesn't say Kraken. He goes like, release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. Come on.
So that's how he sells it to old Zeus. He goes, oh, you know, let me teach the humans a lesson because, you know, they're being very bad.
And then
not praying enough.
And then to go to Andromeda's parents, the king and the queen of
the princess.
I'm going to say the princess for now because I'm really struggling with that name.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So she basically doesn't believe that you should be pissing off the gods, the princess, and her family are just like, no, we hate the gods. We'll run, rule our own, blah, 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 blah. Then Hades comes in and says, you, princess, need to sacrifice yourself for the Kraken or else you're all going to die, hon.
Yes. Then they get 10 days, didn't they, in this one? Didn't they get?
Yeah, they get 10 days.
A full month in the last
one. Yeah, they got 30 days in the last one.
And then the princess joins old Harry on his journey, doesn't she? About half of it. And then he sacks her off, doesn't he?
Yeah, he leaves her there because it's too dangerous for her.
I remember I read someone saying about how the 1981 version is like just a really long-winded booty call. That's quite funny. Oh, let me just readjust here. Adjust the mic a little bit. Right, what have we got then?
I don't really have much trivia, to be honest. Well, I've kind of given it all.
Why don't we discuss the film then, Fiona?
It was a heap of shite.
I know, but this is why you have to put notes down, because you can't just spend an hour and a half hitting me with trivia. You've got to actually have a little bit of discussion to bring to the table.
Let's talk about the horse. Why is it black? It was white, isn't it? Why
don't
they leave
it
white? And why is all his little friends white and he's just black? Is he meant to be a rare one?
Old Io says about how the horse, Pegasus has never been tamed.
Ridden by a man.
Yes. So what happens? What does Sam Worthington bore it to death so it falls asleep so he can jump on his back?
Well, that's the same in Avatar. He gets the biggest thing that flies in the thing and it's never been floated. So it's the same thing.
It just pops in later on, doesn't it? And then he starts riding it.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the first film when they used the...
Yeah, you see him like taming it.
Yeah, he's invisible. Yeah. And he gets it... In this one, he just...
You don't, do you? It just pops in later and then
well, no,
it.
He's trying to tame... He is trying to tame it, but that's when the scorpions come out.
No. The Calibus turns up.
Oh, is that... Yeah, want to do something.
Yeah, Calibus is all right in the remake. I prefer him in this.
Well, he's not... Who is he in this one? He's the king... He's the king, isn't he? No. Who is he in this one?
Is he called Calibus in this one?
I don't think he is.
So he's a hybrid of the king and Calibus from the original?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know.
Is he not called Calibus in this?
Don't know. Could be.
Right, but he turns up. You know, he's looking pretty good. Bar the... before that, you get Ralph Fiennes CGI like vomiting into him, which just looks dreadful. You know, when they meet up and he's like, there, he's like, oh, what do you want? He's like, I'm going to send you off here. You need to stop old Sam Worthington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he just vomits into his mouth.
Oh, yeah. What does he make him? Like, immortal, basically.
Well, he just makes him more powerful.
Yeah, well, that's the word.
So then he turns out and he rips that guy in half. You're like, oh, here we go. Oh, they're in trouble, eh? Mm. And then he gets his hand cut off and then just runs off.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's happened there?
Just going back to the original version of the hand being cut off and he's got a little spatula.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't mention the old garden fork.
It's got like a little spatula.
Yeah.
He goes around stabbing people with it. That's quite poor.
Yeah, what's happened with that?
Don't know. And he just like literally pokes somebody in the back and they're dead.
Yeah, you'd like to think that was someone else's idea.
Yeah, that wasn't
Ray was just like, well, a spatula, fine, I guess. Yeah, it was all like one of those little garden forks.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was more like a little fork, wasn't it? But it looked like a spatula at first. The ones that you flipped the eggs with.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked terrible.
And in this film, what is it in this film? It's not a hand in this film. In the 2010?
Oh, what does he replace it with?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I actually don't know.
Not a garden fork.
It's not a hook either,
something
is it?
A bit cooler, I assume.
It's not a hook, is it? Oh, no, he cuts it he adds kind of like a spear to it, doesn't he?
Oh,
so
right.
It's sharper. That's it.
That's what gets old Io'd, is it, later? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, like Shia says, she floats across. They have the absolutely just god-awful vomit-inducing scenes underneath the boat.
Falling in love, Ben.
But she can't do anything anyway. So she floats all the way across and she's like, oh, I'll just wait here.
Yeah.
Because I can't come in because...
As women aren't allowed.
Only men can see that CGI, unfortunately.
Wouldn't get away with that these days. I'd be sexist.
It's Greek mythology, isn't it, Fiona?
Well.
That's just the way it is.
Not in this world.
And then she's there, you know, glowing and she's smiling when he comes out with a head. Oh, fantastic. And then old Calibus turns up again.
He's like, woo.
What's his name in this?
It's Calibus.
Have a quick look, just, you know, it doesn't matter. I think that's the whole charm of the show, though, isn't it? You know, I worry sometimes that we're useless because we get things wrong. We get names wrong.
Hello, have you
we mispronounce it? Things, but, you know, maybe that's the charm of it.
We're not... to fucking two.
Yeah. Maybe people appreciate the fact that, you know, we try and, we try our best, but we get things wrong and...
See the way he just gets me quiet for 2 minutes and he goes off on a bloody rant.
I'm not ranting. I'm actually saying, you know, maybe why some people may listen and they actually go, oh, do you know what? You can get stuff wrong. It's not a big deal. Because it's just something else to stress about. All the names and the locations and everything else. Are we there yet, Fiona?
Yeah, his name, I'm not even going to...
It's not Calibus then. We've established that.
Acrius.
Oh, right.
/ Calibus is the antagonist of Clash
of the Titans. Oh, maybe that's what the king's called in 81.
Yes.
Yes, there you go then, right. So they went with the king's name because he was the king, wasn't he?
Yes.
Before Zeus literally hawked in on his bird. But then he waited 9 months for her to pop out the kid to then put her in the old box. A bit odd. Is it because it's a demigod, it just pops out straight away?
I'm not sure how that works.
Well, it's just a bit odd, but he sees that and he's very cross, but then waits for the baby to be born to then
maybe it's a kind of thing to Zeus, isn't it? Just like, haha, look what I can do, fucker.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. Dunno.
Right, what else have we got for the original then? Anything else to say about Io?
No. Bit weird, that story, but that's about it.
I wasn't sure that she was actually real. I thought maybe just old Perseus was seeing her. But no, she was there.
She was there. Yeah, because the way she kind of presented herself, it was like she was his guardian angel. Don't know. But yeah, so I don't have any other things to say about this film, I'm afraid.
That's really useless, Fiona, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh,
that's not good, is it?
Yeah, but we've been talking for 2 hours.
Right, so what about the fact that Sam's just an arsehole in
well,
this? Old, what's his name? Old Mads Mikkelsen. You know, the guy in Another Round that we saw recently? That guy? The Danish one?
Yes.
Did you recognise him in this
Yes,
film?
Actually. Now that you say it.
Yeah.
2 and 2.
Throughout the whole film, he's like, sorry, Perseus, can you please just accept the fact that you're a demigod and take up these weapons and just be useful? Instead of being like a little snivering little brat.
I am never accepting anything from the gods. But he goes and accepts that coin later on from Zeus himself.
But like throughout the film, old Mad's like, sorry, can you please just do us a favour because we're getting slaughtered here. We're doing this because we don't want the princess to die, but we don't know you. We don't really like you. You seem like a bit of a prick.
True.
You're a complete bore.
I don't think they're saying
Perseus
that.
Perseus and Sam. Can you just pick up that sword and just actually right. just be a team player?
I don't
like you. Great. And then everyone dies, including old Io, and that's when he goes, right. Because that's when he first picks up the sword.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Twat.
Yeah. So that's just annoying. Poor Mads. I was quite annoyed why Mads had to sacrifice himself in the old Medusa scene.
Oh, yeah.
He pops down and it's like, okay. It doesn't do anything for the fight. It doesn't help out Sam Worthington. He just smiles and goes like, oh, let it know that humans did this. Is that what he says?
Yeah, something like that. He's there turned to stone with like a smug grin on his face.
I guess because the whole point is that the only person who comes out alive is Sam, isn't it?
Is that the point?
Well, if we're keeping with the original.
Oh, right. Okay. Fine.
So... Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones people were in this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, you kept mentioning that.
Oh, Davos and the Hound.
He died quite quick, didn't he, in this film?
The Hound does, yeah. I think the Hound, is the Hound the guy who gets ripped to pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been.
Yeah, that was quite
But old Davos, he gets turned to stone. I don't actually remember how he dies. Obviously he gets turned to stone, but I don't actually remember.
Well, then he looks at
Remember.
He looks at her. No, because three of them... Wait, no, I'm getting mixed up between the two.
You've got the guy from Skins and the girl from Skins.
You're putting too much information in my head, Ben.
She's like the princess's like mate.
Oh, Bezzy, yeah.
I can't remember. I've forgotten her name.
Bezzy.
And the other guy, I've forgotten his name, you know, about a boy.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
He's there.
With you.
We should know his name.
We don't.
Should we look at their names?
No, Ben, no. We need to wind up soon.
Yeah, so Skins. I didn't actually watch the original series of Skins, but I know they were in it. And... Oh, no, she wasn't in the original series of Skins, was she?
I don't know who you're talking about because I've never
Effie.
Seen Skins.
Is it Effie?
I haven't seen Skins.
She was in maybe season 3 onwards or so, I don't know. What were we saying?
Don't know, you're dragging
Game
it now.
Game of Thrones, yes, Davros, yeah, or Davos. He was in it. I was saying I couldn't remember how, apart from the fact he got turned to stone, I don't remember seeing him turn to stone. You know, the guy with the bow and arrow, when he comes in, he goes like, oh, that's not a good sign.
Well, obviously she looks at him because that's how they turn to stone.
Right, anyway, fine. Cut it out.
Okay.
Yeah, what else?
That's all. I've got nothing else to say about it.
Old Jin, the old guy. You know, she tries to turn him to stone, and because he's already made of stone, he starts laughing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just...
That was stupid. So how many people got in the building?
Well, a few of them.
Oh. And only 3 got in the original.
I can't remember. Only three of them got in. Was it?
Yeah. Oh, no. A few of them got in, but a couple of them were killed by the dog. There was no dog in the original, in the remake, was there?
In the remake?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Well, it's because they spent too long on those bloody CGI scorpions.
Oh, they were terrible.
As I said, they just pushed their luck, didn't they? They just
and then you've got people there fucking riding them later on in the evening. when
in the evening
when the Kraken comes out.
Oh, those two, yeah.
What's that about?
Or just Fruit in the City. Yeah, like, oh, we're here to help
on our scorpion.
Ugh. Well, this is annoying, Fiona, because you know I've got a few things to say, but you've run out.
Yes,
the trivia's dried up.
Well, tell me what you've got to say,
and
Ben.
I said, so next time, listen to me. I said, make sure you write some stuff down because it can't just be trivia. You got to have some stuff.
I think
to say.
I've brought some stuff to the table today, Ben.
There's a bug on my laptop. Oh God, I think we're getting ants. It's concerning. Right, what else have I got? Yeah, I talked about my sort of dislike for Sam Worthington. Just bang average. Oh, the Kraken, yeah. The Kraken. I guess he's a bit more, again, it's more cinematic in this one, isn't it? So, but it's just like, it's so boring. The build up, he starts floating in.
Well, he's more boisterous and loud and shouting.
Yeah, he starts smashing the, before the he town, even gets yeah. there, he starts smashing it to pieces. Like, well, all right, mate, the princess is there.
Waiting for you.
He's already smashed half the city to pieces before he even gets to the princess.
But the idea is that he's not meant to smash the place to pieces because the princess is
so the Kraken's an arsehole.
Well, yeah. They're all arseholes, if you ask me.
Do we see Poseidon in this? We don't, do we? We just see the cage wobbling and then the Kraken coming out.
Why do you keep calling it the Kraken?
Because I'm pretty sure old Hades says Kraken.
And then Sam kills Hades. Or does something to Hades. Banishes him or something.
Yeah, so what do you think of the Kraken?
I can't remember the Kraken.
Oh. Well, it's just a build-up. You know, you see the tentacles coming out and all the
arms.
Oh,
what's that about?
And it's just like, okay, right, you know, and then finally he stands up. He's like, oh, okay, you know, he looks fine.
Big boy.
I guess Pegasus is moving a little bit more swiftly in this
yes,
one.
Yes, he is. Everything's moving quicker.
Yeah. So, you know, fine, not bad, I guess. But a bit more cinematic, a bit more livelier.
Is there like little, what were they called? The herpes. The harpies.
Oh, my God.
The harpies.
That's Jason.
Yeah, no, but they looked, there were some little things flying around, wasn't there? In this
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, was Hades like henchman? Or was it actually just Hades just morphing himself into herpes? Don't know.
Herpes.
I know, I'm just saying.
Oh, right.
I'm saying it for, you know, comedic effect.
Right. And then they steal her head, don't they, at one point?
Oh, yes. Is that when the guys on the scorpion get involved? Do they help out?
Yeah, so there's a man there. He's like a preacher, isn't he? That's going around, you must love the gods. He's there, like, remember the fella in the white little outfit?
Oh, he's the one who kidnaps the princess.
Yeah.
And then puts her on the ties her up or whatever.
No, she goes quite voluntary, I think. She's walking down the steps, isn't she, to be sacrificed.
Oh, right, yeah, fine.
She's saving the people. She's been a good chick.
Right, okay. Anything else? Oh, I think that'd do, wouldn't it, I suppose?
Yeah. Oh, Zeus offers Sam a place in heaven. And Sam says, no, I want to be a fisherman. Good luck.
Yes.
That's it.
I want to live amongst the humans.
The human beings.
Oh, so I haven't seen the Wrath of the... We haven't seen that, but is Io at the end there? What's the setup? Has she come back for good?
Yeah, she's back.
But I'm not sure she has because I watched the trailer for Wrath and she's not in it. And I think the woman who's in it is the princess. I think, maybe.
Oh, I have no idea.
Unless they've recast Gemma and she's playing, I don't know, God knows.
God knows.
But I wasn't sure if she's actually come back or Zeus had brought her back for the day so they can have a day out together. Maybe some more frolicking on the boat.
Oh, I think Zeus brings her back, doesn't he? Yeah,
yes,
so, yeah.
Yeah, but what
as
I'm
a
saying,
gift. Yeah. But does she stay? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God.
I get it.
Yes.
You just go such a roundabout way.
Maybe a day of frolicking for Sam.
Maybe.
Oh, you'd be dead 100 times already if I was Medusa. Oh, God. Crash this boat. Crash it.
Right. Can I crash it downstairs to make a casserole dish?
Right. So, yeah, final thoughts then. 1981, Clash of the Titans. 2010, Clash of the Titans. What do you think? How do they compare?
Wouldn't watch them again. They don't compare very good. It's a very different storyline.
Oh, so you wouldn't watch either of them again?
No, God, no. Okay. I didn't really... I made that quite clear. I didn't really like the 81 version either.
Right. Well, what didn't you like about it?
Well, it was just... It didn't age well.
Yes.
Anything else in
so
your vocabulary?
Which one do you prefer, then? Which one do you prefer?
Well, I prefer the 81, obviously.
Oh, right. Well, that's good, then. I could try and pass off as my own line, but it's not. I've forgotten where I actually read it from, but someone said about the 81 version, the last true relic of a bygone age, which I think is quite good. I think that's quite appropriate, isn't it? Quite poetic.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah, I think that's about right, isn't it? It is, because unfortunately, I think it was time.
That was it. Yeah. What's your thoughts?
Well, yeah, well, that, basically. Yeah. The issues with the 1981 version isn't really anything to do with Ray's work as such. I think the film... It drags a bit.
It just wasn't as good.
It's a bit boring.
Harry Hamlin's not that, you know, great.
Oh, Harry Hamlin's terrible, yeah. Not getting that at all. Can you see me?
What's the childish voice about?
That's what he sounds like.
Does he?
Am I invisible?
No, you're fucking not.
Yes, stay that way. Yeah. So
we forgot to say hello. We never said hello. No.
Yes, I know. I was actually going to bring him up during the Voldemort part because I made a gag on Twitter the other day about how this person looks a bit like Voldemort, you know, with the bald head and stuff. Is that what you're referring to? You know what I'm talking about here?
Oh, no, no, no.
You're not talking about him. Oh,
no,
right.
We forgot to introduce ourselves.
The man who cannot be named.
Dan Mackles. Oopsie.
Why?
No, we forgot to say hello, Bonnie, at the beginning.
Oh, right. There's me jumping to Dan Mackle.
Yeah, Jesus, look at you mad to get him out.
Right, he's been mentioned. There you go. He got his mention.
Hi, Dan.
Almost did it.
Right.
Maybe I'll cut that bit out.
Right, I'm going. Good luck.
Anything else?
Good luck.
Right, City of God next, potentially.
Yeah.
A foreign film, yes. Yeah, see, because all the episodes are out of order, so we talked about in the Jason and the Argonauts episode about foreign films. You know, I'm not doing one, but we've done one. Well, we haven't done it yet, but we've watched one. City of God.
Very fucking good.
Yeah. Well,
I'd highly recommend.
Well, there you go. For a foreign film as well. Can you believe it?
I know, I can't believe it.
So that's what we're going to be doing next. So
potentially. Depends on if Ben gets his finger out and releases them on time.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. Then I've got to do one with Tom, which is going to be interesting. That'd be
Right, Ben, this is adding too much time.
Right. Okay.
Good luck.
That's that then. How do we normally end it?
Good luck.
Cheers. God. Oh, what was that? 1 hour 25.
Far too long.
Fuck. You can find me over on social media. Trying my best to dump out witty and insightful posts. All that and not much else can be found over at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Film Vloggers. Cheers.
Hello and welcome to What's Our Seat Number. If you're listening to this trailer, you're deciding whether or not you're going to listen to this podcast.
Good.
But chances are we've lost you already.
Wait, what? No, come on, Matt.
I mean, it takes what, like 10 seconds for people
you're
to lose interest
defeatist.
In things?
I am not being defeatist.
They've gone already. It's for
now. Well, now they are because we started arguing, so we've both sort of driven them out.
Well, go on, tell the dead air who we are.
Okay, the dead air.
The dead air.
The cadaver.
The people who aren't listening anymore.
I'm taking control. You introduce yourself, and then I'll introduce myself, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing, right? It's going to sound more professional that way.
Okay, okay. I'm Johnny Gross. I am a filmmaker and a film fan. And fanatic and obsessive.
Good. Very good. That was very well done. Very professional. You sounded like you're in control and almost like you know who you are.
All right, then. And who are you?
I'm Sai. I'm a 3D artist and a game designer, a film fan. I'm your brother as well.
Really?
So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite movies and hopefully some of yours as well. There's going to be trivia behind the scenes.
Do you want to tell the listeners why we've called this podcast What's Our Seat Number?
You really came to the right person with fielding this question because I feel that I can take this story and really bring it to life. Okay, so one time we went to go and see a film in the cinema and I asked, what's our seat number?
Fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah, yeah.
I did it for you.
It's great. If you want to hear more, you can check out the rest of our episodes. We're hosted by Podbean, but you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music or Audible, TuneIn, Alexa, Listen Notes, and now on iHeartRadio, Player FM, and Podchaser. So pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. Please don't forget to review, like, and rate, and keep listening, because the more you listen, the more we'll be able to produce. Bye.
Ta-ta.